Hi, this is Yishai Ben. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. A few days ago on Yuma Daf Test Vav, we had the opportunity to discuss the Gemara that says, Kolpina shataponet lo yia lo yamin. Whenever you turn, whenever you have to start something, go to the right. We discussed in the context of Hagba, you pick up the Sefer Torah, first turn to your right, and we said, maybe you should go in a full circle, maybe go back and forth, different minhagim, different practices, nara naru upashte. Someone reached out to me and pointed out that this halacha is relevant to lighting the Chanukah candles as well. And Baruch Hashem, the Gemara of Kolpina Shatapona Lo Yia Lo Yamin appears in today's daf as well. Yuma daf Yud Zayin, towards the top of Haman Beis, the Gemara says, V'ha'amamar Kolpina Shatapona Lo Yia Ela Derech Yamin. So we're able to discuss lighting Chanukah candles. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Tav Resh Ayin Vav, the Shulchan Aruch writes that the first night of Chanukah, you're supposed to light the furthermost right side of the menorah, set up the candle on the right side of the menorah, and then the next night, the second night, add on another candle to its left. Yaschad lahadlik b'larush in the first night, b'ner ha-yosir imini, to the furthermost right, u'b'lal sheni on the second night, k'shiyosif n'arech l'tzamachlo, you're adding on our new candles, yaschad v'yivarech al-nosaf. You're supposed to first light, kindle the new candle, the one on the left. Why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you have to light the one on the left? K'dei lahafnos li'amin, in order to allow you to turn right. As the postgame reference to this Gemara, Kolpinish Atapona Liyalamin, start from the candle on the left in order to allow you to turn to the right. But there are other opinions. The Taz, coming from the Lavush earlier, says, no. Kolpinish Atapona Liyalamin means that start from the right. Afterward, you may have to turn left. Okay, what happens, happens. But you have to start off the way you're supposed to start, and you're supposed to start from the right side. So it's actually a very interesting machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz about this. Because pinusha tapone lo yamin mean that you have to make sure you're turning towards the right when you turn, and therefore start from the left candle in order to allow you that when you turn towards the right. Or like the Taz says, no. Kol pinusha tapone means you have to start from the right. Afterwards, if you have to make a left turn, that's okay. Interestingly, the Lavush references a concept that when we write in the Hebrew language in Lashon HaKodesh, we write from right to left. So that seems to be a proof for his opinion that Kolpinus means that you have to start from the right and afterwards you may have to go towards the left. Some point out that, okay, that may be true, but also whenever you write every letter in Ksav Ashuris, you write from the left of the letter going to the right. It's an interesting discussion. I'm not sure whether it's so obvious that the whole concept of Kolpinish would apply when you're writing it, and especially within each letter and when you're writing Bichlal, but it's an interesting discussion. Apparently there's a lot of Kabbalah involved in Lashon HaKodesh and all these types of things. Inli Esek Ministeros, but have a wonderful day.